or no, man is your right, that's a very hard speech. But it's getting better. My dear Cardinal O'Malley, Cardinal McGarrigar, Archbishops, my brother bishops, my brother priests, deacons, seminarians, those in consecrated life, my brothers and sisters, thank you all for being here today. Your presence and your prayers are a source of blessing and encouragement as I take on the ministry of shepherding God's people here in the Diocese of Fall River. I want to thank Cardinal O'Malley for presiding at this installation ceremony. I want to thank Archbishop Vigano for being here and representing our beloved Pope Francis among us. Thank you, Archbishop Vigano. Your presence means so much to all of us. It shows our unity with the successor of St. Peter. I wish to meet the ecumenical and interfaith representatives who joined us here today. Welcome and thank you for being here. I also welcome and extend my greetings to the civil authorities present here with us. I look forward to working closely with you in the future as together we address the many real issues facing the people we have both been called to serve. Today, I give thanks to the Lord for the gift of the Diocese of Fall River, for the gift of its faithful people. I thank the Lord for entrusting to me the mission of leading his people on a journey of faith and a path to holiness. What a blessing for me today to have here my three immediate predecessors, Archbishop Cronin, Cardinal O'Malley, and Bishop Coleman. I want to acknowledge in a special way Bishop Coleman for his gracious welcome and kindness to me. Bishop Coleman, we wish you well in this middle stage of your life at Motu Sanctus. We hear in the first reading that the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from your land, your relatives, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will bless you. I will give you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Abraham went as the Lord had directed him. I heard those very same words 36 years ago on the second Sunday of Lent, the day I left Brazil to come to the United States. I gained a new understanding of what those words meant. Today, I heard them again in a new context, a newer reality, but still one in which the Lord calls me, indeed, he calls all of us to embrace the mission he has entrusted to us. Abraham left his land, his home, his family, and followed the Lord's direction to a new land. He did not question or challenge God. Why are you doing this to me? Abraham simply obeyed and followed. That is an example obedience to God that we all can take the part. What is God asking of you and me today? What does He want today from each one of us? Abraham also gives us an example of trust, even in times of sorrow and uncertainty. He left all that was familiar to him and followed the Lord's command without knowing where He would take him. Abraham listened and obeyed, and God blessed him abundantly. We need more than ever to remember that our lives here on earth are a pilgrimage to God. The journey is not always easy. In fact, most of the time, it is difficult. You may have noticed that in my coat of arms, the right bottom corner has the image of a torturous cat. That is part of the coat of arms from my home state of Bahia, which says that Agua Surgo, I rise from the difficulties. I included it in my coat of arms because I very much identify with this idea that Agua Surgo, and I came through it because the Lord tells me, Suffic tibi gratia mea. My grace is enough for you. Yet with His grace, we can overcome the difficult and the challenges of life. The Church tells us that suffering will be minimized when all begin to listen and obey the teaching of salvation brought by Jesus Christ. As a card I received recently from a priest friend of mine said so beautifully, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It is about learning how to dance in the rain. Like Abraham, we should live by faith. Let our faith, like the faith of Abraham, guide our lives, our decisions, our choices, and lead us on our journey through this life. All this happens when we accept, welcome, and embrace one another. As we hear from the letter of St. Peter, be hospitable to one another without complaining. As each one has received the gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. My brothers and sisters, that is my dream for you and for me and all God's people in the diocese of Baltimore. In the Gospel, Martha welcomed Jesus, and just as Martha welcomed with her sister Mary, welcomed Jesus into that home, we also must be a welcoming church. Not only do we need to welcome Jesus into our own hearts, our own lives, our own goals, we also must welcome our brothers and sisters to our church and to our communities. We must welcome those who are looking for Jesus and for meaning and purpose in their lives. We must welcome those who feel alienated from the church. We must welcome those who are hurting and have wounds of healing. We need to be a church where people truly feel welcome, regardless of their nationality, their language, their culture, the color of their skin, or their accent. And as you can tell, I don't have an accent. I mean, a New England accent. Martha kept busy and went out of her way not only to welcome Jesus, but also to serve Him. We serve Jesus today as we serve our brothers and our sisters who are in need. Throughout its history, the Diocese of Fall River has always been a welcoming diocese. Many ethnic groups have come here, found a home, felt welcome, and settled here to build their lives, raise their families, and practice their faith. In the document from the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People, Etiam Grandis Caritas Christi, we read that welcoming the stranger, a characteristic of the early church, thus remained a permanent feature in the Church of God. Welcoming the stranger is thus intrinsic to the nature of the church, is and bears witness to its fidelity to the gospel. A moment ago, I mentioned Martha, but we cannot forget Mary. She sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to Him. Do we have time to sit and listen to Jesus? Some of us may be like Martha, keeping busy without taking time to listen to Jesus. I am convinced that there is a Martha and a Mary in each one of us. Like Martha, we have the need to keep active. But like Mary, we also have the need to be contented, to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to Him. When we sit at the feet of God, let not the Martha in us fail to rejoice in the moment. And when we go about the news of life, let us labor not with comparison and resentment, but with the joy of having seized an opportune moment. Mary needs to remember that service is worship. Martha needs to remember that worship is service. If God has called you to be a Martha, then serve. Remind the rest of us that there is an evangelist in feeding the poor, and there is worship in nursing the sick. If God has called you to be married, then worship. Remind the rest of us that we don't have to be busy to be holy. Urge us with your example to put down our clipboards and megaphones and be quiet in worship. Even though Martha complained that Mary was not helping her, I think it's safe to say that the two of them got along pretty well. How about the Marthas and the Marys in us and among us. Do we get along or live peacefully with each other? We have here such a rich diversity of gifts, of spirituality, of devotions. Can we live in harmony despite our differences? Our cultural differences, our different styles of devotion and spirituality, even our theological and ecclesial views should never divide us. On the contrary, they should be a reason to celebrate our diversity, which enriches us all as a church. I feel so grateful that the Lord and Pope Francis gave me this beautiful gift, the opportunity to serve the Lord and His people here in the Diocese of Fall River. My brother priests and my brothers and sisters, I pledge to you today to use all the gifts God gave me, to use all the graces that you will continue giving me, to serve you and to do it faithfully and joyfully. We shall walk together in faith and hope, sharing our faith with each other, praying for one another, and always trusting in the Lord's words and promise He made to us. Suffic tibi gratia mea. My grace is enough for you. Queria dizer também algumas palavras em espanhol para a comunidade hispana de esta diócese de Corrientes. Queridos hermanos y hermanas, hoy es un día de grande alegría para todos nosotros. Estoy aquí delante de ustedes humildemente con la seguridad de que Dios me ha escogido para el servicio de su pueblo aquí en Córdoba. Como el patriarca Abraham, muchos de ustedes salieron de su país, dejaron su tierra, su casa, muchos hasta su familia, para forjarse una vida nueva y poder ayudar a su familia. Algo que ustedes no dejaron atrás ha sido su fe, su devoción y sus valores cristianos que han recibido de sus antepasados. Quiero que ustedes sepan que son todos muy bienvenidos a nuestra iglesia y a nuestra comunidad. Quiero que ustedes sepan que ustedes son muy importantes para nosotros y para nuestra iglesia, y vamos a trabajar juntos para el crecimiento del reino de Dios aquí entre nosotros. And to conclude, I want to say a few words in my broken Portuguese. Caríssimos irmãos e irmãs, a minha nomeação como bispo de Fall River foi para mim mais uma prova de que Deus está encarregado da minha vida, do meu futuro e dessa igreja local. A minha vinda do Brasil para os Estados Unidos e de New Jersey para Fall River, tenho certeza que foi tudo guiado e determinado pelos planos e pela mão de Deus. Por isso, hoje eu agradeço a Deus, agradeço ao Santo Padre, Papa Francisco, pela confiança e por ter dado esse presente, um povo bom e fiel, cheio de esperança e fé, para que eu possa ser vivo e caminhar juntos nas veredas do Senhor. Espero contar com o apoio, a fé e as orações de todos vocês, e peço-lhes que continuem rezando por mim e tenham certeza que podem contar comigo.